sir.
Yes, sir. We back at it again, man.
Man, I heard you had something new for me this time, man.
Yeah, I got Misty for you. We at Just Love Coffee, so we're going to bring you some food this time.
Yes, sir. You know, I just got done burning, so it's going to be all right with me. Yes, sir.
What all we right. got here, Misty?
Well, I brought you the Jive Turkey Wrap, one of Just Love's favorites. So you have a jalapeno cream cheese on the inside, turkey, bacon, provolone cheese, and spinach.
Right, let me go on and get on
there.
There
we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So while we sitting here, you know, while he's tasting that, I want you to look at the camera and let him know what else you got going on.
Yeah. So I actually have my own business. I'm a pastry chef. So I do baked goods. You can check me out at Dolly's Cake Pops on Instagram and Facebook and also on Google.
Yeah. And you come pick up her product from Just Love Coffee as well.
I'm definitely gonna pick up one of these. Stop playing with
yourself. Ain't good over there?
Yeah, I can do the whole one. I ain't gonna play with you. I just told you I burned it, man. Crazy. See, that's what I'm telling you.
Okay, yeah, well, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're
Misty.
Welcome. Y'all
thank
enjoy.
You. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You too. All right, bro, we back. Another episode.
Yes,
what's
sir.
Happening, Twinsky? What you been up to?
Man, just chilling, man, you know.
Now, when you say chilling, Twin, what is chilling consist of? Because I know Honey the Menace, and Honey ain't gonna let nobody chill at home. So what you mean chilling?
Yeah, nah, she ain't letting none of that go by, man. You know, just running my businesses, man, coffee shop, real estate, you know, getting this Smashing Dash podcast on deck.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? You know, we just chilling, enjoying life, retirement life. Got me a little bit of, you know, a little drink right here.
Oh, you put something in our cup?
Yeah, just a little.
All right, well, let me take a
little tequila.
Matter of fact, let's cheers to another epicap. My guy.
Smashing Dad. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right, bro. All right, now.
Gonna get into
I know
it,
the last time we had got together, it was a bunch of jokes and, you know, ha-ha, kikin.
Right.
But I wanted to get a little bit more serious this time, man, just to let the people know that it ain't always about sports or, you know, just football in general. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of, myself, you know, I'm a heavy pot smoker. I love weed. I smoke weed whenever, however. It don't matter where it is. I'm going to do it. But, you know, our sister, Brittany Griner.
But before you get into that, can you tell the camera what's your average, like?
How much I smoke?
Yeah, like how many blunts a day?
What camera? Oh, yeah, cameraman. If you need to, me? On a light day, I probably smoke about 7 to 8 joints, about a gram a piece. On a heavy day, we 2 gramming. Yeah, 2 gramming. So we probably going, I'm close to about a half ounce to a zip a day. Now, if I'm in Colorado, yeah, it's unlimited. So yeah, I'll smoke nonstop. Every time I think about a joint, I'm going to light up a joint. So that could probably be 17 joints a day.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, does that come back to, like, you may have some nagging injuries or...
Oh, yeah.
Anything. It could be anything to make you feel better.
For sure. I smoke marijuana because it's not just because it has a psychedelic or it makes you feel some type of way, like, or gets you hungry or not. I smoke it, honestly, because it does have medicinal purposes. You know, you could pop as many Percocets as you want. You could take as many Tramadol and, you know, all these pills that they give you. But sometimes it don't feel like the way that, you know, marijuana makes you feel. I got, you know, from playing football, you have unlimited amount of injuries from Achilles, shoulders that still need to have surgeries on it and whatnot. But what I've learned over my time is that, yeah, medicinal marijuana definitely can help. And it also helps, you know, not with the addicting part of the opioids, because that shit is heavy, man.
Yeah. So what would you say to some of the younger kids, like the high school kids or the college kids, like, because, you know, they might look at it like, oh, Lindell White, he went to USC, he went to Lee, he smoked weed, this and that. And, you know, they might just look at it like, oh, he smoked weed, so I should smoke weed. And, you know, these days and ages, younger kids seeing most stuff with YouTube, social media, and they might want to smoke weed rather as they rappers, athletes, or whatever. But basically with athletes, like, what would you tell a younger athlete that's looking up to you about marijuana use?
Well, first of all, I mean, we got to be honest with ourselves, man. And it's still in the majority of our country, which is the United States, it's still majority, like, illegal. So first of all, what I would tell you, you know, is you got to check your surroundings and understand what the plan is, understand what your cities and your states are, you know, what the rules are. And still, even with you being in high school and college, man, you got to understand that marijuana right now may not be for you. You know what I mean? For certain ages, it's still illegal. With certain institutes, or you know, like the NCAA, I'm sure they still have drug policy. So you got to make sure that you know you follow the drug policy. Now, what I will say is, when you're done with whatever that is, and when you get to relax and become whoever you are down the line, I would tell you, you know, to experiment with marijuana, because what the nature or the nurturing that it does for you. I mean, it's natural healing. It's not just, like I said, popping an opioid, getting high, and forgetting about the pain. You know what I mean? It actually helping with the pain reduction, to where I don't have to keep taking these pills to where I'm addicted, and then I'm, you know, probably on the street one day begging for something.
Right.
But again, kids, if you're out there and you're listening to me smoking weed and thinking it's cool, listen, you will probably get popped by the NCAA. Your ass will be sitting at home somewhere and you'll be mad talking about, oh, I thought, no, Lindell ain't telling you to smoke weed until you get an opportunity to smoke weed. You hear me? Go to your coach and make sure that whatever you taking, I don't care if it's vitamin or creatine or whatever you think it may be, ask your coach first to know for certain if you can take it. I ain't telling you to take shit. This man be trying to do that real quick. But let's, this man out of control, y'all. But even with that being said, bruh, I want to get a little bit more serious and talk about, again, our sister Brittany Griner, right? She was just convicted of Russian laws. They said, you know, she was, I guess, smuggling into their country. I don't know how many ounces or what they're saying. I guess they say two carts.
Yeah, two carts.
You know, based on my basic knowledge of, you know, going off the internet, what I'm hearing is they saying, man, 2 grams of oil can get you a 15-day, like it's a detention. It's like a silver suit. You pretty much can be done with your case after 15 days.
Right.
Anything over 2 grams and over 6 grams of flour, or no, 2 grams of oil, 6 grams of flour, then it becomes a trafficking charge, right?
Right.
So I'm not sure, based on like how they're playing this, like how many grams of oil did she really have? Because if it was under 2 grams, she should have been out of detention, you know, months ago.
Right.
So, I mean, how do you feel about this? Because you're a non-smoker. How do you feel about it?
Man, I really feel like you got to understand what's going on in today's time. Like,
yeah,
we going through it with Russia right now. So, and, you know, what I've heard was we got one of their most dangerous men in custody.
Right.
Know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
A murderer, an arms dealer, yeah, or whatever, right? So then she goes over there, she do that or whatever, and they lock her up. I feel like she's a pawn.
Right.
Like, you got to look at it like, okay, she did this. I guarantee you, if it was just any Joe Blow, somebody we didn't know,
yeah,
just went over there and that happened, they probably got a slap on the wrist, right?
Yeah.
But now we got this WNBA superstar.
2-time gold medalist, too.
Right. Now she's over here, and not only that, she's playing basketball over there. So she's, you know what I'm saying?
They knew she was coming.
Yeah, they knew she was coming, but not only that, she's representing Russia.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? She's representing them. And I don't think this was her first year playing over there.
Okay.
Know what I'm saying? So we got her. So, okay, what any smart leader would do. Okay, we got her.
Yeah.
Okay, we want so-and-so back.
Yeah.
Okay, if y'all want her out, then we need him back.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
We need him back. So if y'all willing to switch or not. But I heard the U.S. was willing to switch, but they still ended up giving her nine years. But that don't mean it's over. But they showing the U.S. like, we serious about this. Like, we're going to give her 9 years. She's going to sit over here for them 9-10 years until y'all really serious about what y'all want to do.
Answer me this. Do you think if that was LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony? No, man, let's not do that, because I think that's easy way out. Yeah, I know my answer to that question. If that's Taylor Swift, Do you think Taylor Swift get, what happens if that's Taylor Swift?
Man, it'll be a war right now.
They're going to find a way to get Taylor back.
They're
going
to find a way. It'll be a war. But in the same sense of it all, it's like, if you is Taylor Swift and you over there in their possession, do you really want it to be a war?
Yeah.
Because you know what happened with prisoners. Yeah. They cutting throats, cutting off heads, all that when
okay,
it's in war. So it's like,
okay, so what you saying that, this is my 22 to this, right? It's wartime. Me, myself, this Lindell, right? I'm about to go, I got a contract in Russia. I just told y'all I'm heavy pot smokers. Y'all know this, right? I just told y'all I'm 17 a day. I'm about to go to Russia. What I'm going to do, this is me. I get online and I'm going to check what's going on in the world, right? But on top of that, I need to know what Russian law is with marijuana, right? So if I see that in clear black and white that Russian, like, we pretty much don't play with weed in Russia. And then on top of that, we're in war right now. On top of that, the U.S. is supplying Ukraine, the people we are in war with, you know, rocket launchers, you know, big time artillery, guns, whatever. But I decide to take whatever amount of weed I decide to take. And I had that minute. I had that moment, right? Because we always had that moment where it's like I can either throw this shit in the trash or I can say, hey, fuck it. I'm going to do it. So do you think she had that moment where she's like, fuck it, I'm going to do it? I done did this shit before. I know I can get through it. Because to me, young, it's wartime in another country and the U.S. supplying these people.
Obviously, no.
Do you think she, so she didn't think?
Nah.
She thought it was medicinal marijuana.
Obviously, she done did it more than once.
Okay.
Obviously.
Right. For so she felt comfortable, right?
Yeah, of course. So, like, you got to think, you've been doing this all this time. Ain't nothing going to really pop in your head like, oh, nah. I've been doing it easy.
Well, no.
Like,
again, 22.
Like,
no, 2K, it's a war going on.
I know it's a war going on, but what I'm saying is, it's like.
And I'm Brittany Griner from America.
It's like, if you ride the corner store every month, you're going to keep doing it. Yeah. If you don't get caught, you're going to keep doing it.
Until that one time your ass do get caught, then look.
Yeah, then the one
so
time.
So look, so the way you saying it is she's been. Cause
she wasn't thinking.
I don't want nobody. I don't want our fans out there.
She wasn't thinking.
Free Brittany Griner.
Yes, they need
free
to let her
Brittany.
Go.
Period. Free Brittany. Free Brittany Griner. I don't think this shit is. I don't even know why we're talking about it, or even in a sense about this marijuana. This is horror. This is the dumbest shit ever, right? But it's like, bruh, I gotta play 22. It's like she went to a different country and broke the law. With somebody that we know that we're beefing with politically, right? So like, it's like, did you study your playbook or did you not? Again, we're back on that. Like, why would you go to a different country, my man?
I wouldn't even win and play there this season. I would have went somewhere else. She'd have been one of the biggest WNBA stars in the world. She could go play in whatever country she want to play in.
But
I wouldn't have went there.
But even, okay, speaking of her.
Not even knowing that we're in, because her even being over there, she know what's going on more than what we know what's going on over here.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, I'm not even going back there until all that is settled.
Okay, but, okay. They make, I think it's somewhere like 6 times the salary that she makes in WNBA in Russia.
Yeah, but I think easy probably, for her she to probably say go to China and do it too.
I mean,
it's
other probably.
Countries, it's the same. I'm pretty sure.
So what Trump said, that she basically, because remember Trump said she went it over there loaded up.
Right.
And if you're loaded up with
Trump wild, man. Trump wild as hell. Ain't no way she would load it up.
That's what I'm saying. So two carts can't be loaded up then.
Right, no.
All right, bro.
I ain't going for that one.
Yeah, I honestly, my heart goes out to Brittany Griner, man, because like I said, I'm an advocate for marijuana. I know what it does medicinally, so I know that if she really was traveling there with the intentions or even the thoughts of her, with her, you know, with her paperwork saying that she can carry it, then I mean, and plus she's been doing it, ain't nobody ever said anything. I know how she could probably be feeling right now, man. So, you know, my thoughts and prayers.
Especially with the doctor prescribing her that, like, why wouldn't she go with it?
But see,
but my thing is though, like,
it's okay, international too, young.
Yeah, but you saying that, but it's like, okay.
I just went to Jamaica. I had to declare everything that I was taking.
Yeah,
it don't matter if it was a little Advil or, you know, a blood thinner. You had to. They wanted to know. That's what I'm saying. So if,
yeah, but what I'm saying is, okay, since you want to bring up Trump. If you was the president of the United States,
yeah,
would you give up? Would you give up the murderer for Britney?
Ooh, that's see that's.
Cause you got to think before you answer. You still got to think about your job.
No. I completely understand what you're saying because we're asking somebody.
Cause like, I don't know. What if you switch, right? Britney had two cartridges.
Right.
Right? You switch.
And we give them their own.
When we get Britney back and they get him back and he come over here and just say he do some shit and he killed 20, 30 Americans.
Was that an even trade?
Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is
no, I'm asking how you. We hell I'm asking you the fucking question.
That's what hey, bro, hold on. Hey, bro, relax, relax.
So what do you, I'm just saying.
Bro, I'm saying, like, there's area. We can move the table.
Right.
All right. But what I'm saying is, hell no. That's what I'm saying. If we're being honest about this shit, listen, if this Joe Smo over there let his ass fry, they're going to be over there. They let by. Okay, I watched the Discovery Channel or Nat Geo Wild or whatever it is, and it's like How to Catch a Smuggler. These be everyday Joe Smos, and I guarantee you Biden or Trump ain't went on there talking about we going to exchange these people for nobody. It's, hey, you did your crime, you do your time. So with that being said, you to asking me, will I exchange a dude that we know if he's a known killer and if he get back with his government, what do you think? No, I can't do that. But, you know, I'm not the president. So the Lindell person, hell yeah, we got to get Brittany Griner back. And plus, yeah. Sleepy ass Joe probably don't know what's going on anyway.
You're the president. I'm not the president. If you're the president. If you're the president, what are you doing, basically?
Well,
because at the end of the day, they know, everybody know they doing her wrong.
Yeah.
So basically, I feel like
no. See, they got based on the laws, they're not doing her wrong, young. The laws are the laws.
You gotta look at other
cases.
She
went over there loaded up like Trump said.
Bro, that's even in the U.S. You can do something.
No, that's the
listen,
U.S.
No.
We're talking this international. I don't even know the laws.
No, but let me explain to you.
See, young, you talking
about. No, in the U.S., you can do something in your maximum time that you can get for that charge, it may be 10 years. But when you go to court here and do all that, they might give you like, they can say the max is 10 years, but they might give you 6 months probation.
Right.
Know what I'm saying? So I'm pretty sure over there, the max is 10 years.
No. It starts off at 10 for traffic. That's what I'm trying to tell you. There are years over in Russia, anything over 6 grams or over 2 grams of oil, it starts off at 10.
Minimum.
Those are minimum.
Mandatory.
They're telling you you're a trafficker.
So you feel like they're not doing nothing wrong if they're following the laws. Are they following their laws?
They're following their laws.
So are they doing anything
wrong?
Again,
I don't know how much oil she said. Because if it's over.
If they got what she said, she got.
Right. It could be 2. If it's 2.1 grams of oil in their eye of the law, she's a trafficker.
Yes. So if she have what they saying she
had. Yeah, she got to do her time.
No. Okay. So are they doing her wrong? If she got what they saying she got. Are they doing her
based
wrong?
On Russian law? No, they're doing exactly what they need to be doing. Based on me and my American law, hell yeah, they're full of shit. But even in America, we just seen earlier today we were talking. What happened, bro? We just seen a guy.
Let me go. Yeah,
he was arrested in 2019
on the USA.
With 46 grams of marijuana, y'all.
Right,
and he is doing a life sentence without a chance of parole. So even in America, you can get caught with weed and do life. I don't see Biden letting them people out. So this is what I'm telling you. I got friends, I got homeboys that done, boy, they young. I got friends that done sold some weed and went to jail. Do you think that they looking at Brittany Griner like, let Brittany Griner out? Or do you think they say, Joe Biden, let me the fuck out right now? Because, bro, there was only 2 grams of weed and you got me in jail.
Right.
No. Ain't no
so,
right
no,
answer
but
that.
What I'm saying is, so the story what he's talking about.
Please, Drake,
the man was sentenced to life in prison on marijuana possession. in 2019 after he was found guilty of being in possession of 43 grams of marijuana.
That's an ounce and a half. So that's an ounce and a half of weed. And he's doing life.
And he's doing life in the U.S.
She's doing for two grams of oil in a different country, flying there, knowing that it's illegal. She's only doing 9 years. So somebody make this make sense to me. How the hell, if I live in America, because I do feel bad for Brittany, but how do I not feel bad for him then? Does he not get out? Should he be released first, or should Brittany be released first?
I feel like Brittany.
How? He's
free
on your
soil. Free Brittany, man. Free Brittany,
but he's on your own
free
soil.
Free Brittany, man. I don't give a damn. What are you talking about? Free Brittany.
Hey, see, all right, free Brittany. All right, so even we on that story. That was a good subject. But now, there's even been some more crazier beef in the news, right?
Yeah, well, you know, that was kind of heated a little bit, but
only right.
Let's get back to something that we're a little bit more familiar with. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get back to this football field, but, you know, he's practicing, but he's not actually back on the field yet.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna dive into Deshaun Watson.
Oh, my God. Watson.
Right?
Davis, man.
And, you know, Watson, he's going through a lot right now. And also the women are going through a lot right
Definitely.
Now.
Definitely.
You know, it's been a long time. And he finally got picked up.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been dragging through the media and things like that or whatever.
Right.
And finally it comes to a point where everybody got the news that everybody been waiting on.
Right.
Deshaun Watson signed with the Browns.
Got a cha-ching.
Well, before that, he sat out the whole year.
Right. Oh yeah.
Was
that from a trade or like why did he sit out all last year?
Oh, because of the allegations.
That's why they sat him out the whole year.
Yeah, the allegations. Okay, so basically, it wasn't an NFL suspension, but I look at it like it was a team suspension.
Right. Okay.
The Texans suspended him.
Right.
Or whatever. Right. So he ended up with the Browns, signed this big contract.
Yeah.
I think it was like $230 million. Or something like that. After the $230 million contract was signed, I think it was anywhere from 2 to 4 more
allegations
came out on
Wait,
him.
Wait, now, was these allegations, did they pursue criminal charges, or was he just like they went straight civil?
I think he had like a total of 21 civil charges, and I think he only had like 2 criminal charges or whatever, right?
Okay.
So, but what it came down to, so they gave the NFL finally gave him a 6-game suspension.
Right.
Right? And we thought it was over. Then
Period.
The next day it come back out. The NFL is appealing the decision.
Yeah, bullshit.
And that's the crazy thing. I played 10 years in this league, and I could be wrong, but this is my first time ever in the history of NFL football seeing the NFL punish a guy and then come back and appeal the punishment.
The punishment.
Because basically they might say it's not the NFL,
yeah,
but they appointed a judge.
Right, yes, sir.
They appointed a judge to give her decision. So when she gave her decision, they came back and appealed it. So what do you think about that?
Well, I think our the league that we played in previously, there, it's a league driven by the fans, and I feel like they seen some of the outrage.
Fans are the owners.
Well, I mean, owners could be behind the doors, you know, taking shots, but I think majority of it was, I think they got a lot of pushback or feedback from the fans that they weren't expecting. But what bothers me with this is that they both appointed this judge. So they both agreed that the lady probably could do a great job, you know, figuring it out. She's an ex-federal judge. Clearly she's going to have nobody's – she wasn't siding with anybody. She was going to try to, you know, figure out the right thing. What is bothering me is that, okay, civilly we're handling things, right? So I understand civilly is happening. Criminally, they declined – this is 2 different counties declined to pick up an indictment on him. So there's
but no. How many of the accusers?
From what I'm understanding, I think it might. I'm not sure. I think it may be 6 of the 20 something. But then they went. I guess it dwindled down to two. But then at these final two, they refused to indict him. Ultimately, there was not enough evidence. You know, because if there's evidence, they're gonna move on with it.
Right, right.
My problem is with this is that, like, first and foremost, I want women to understand I don't condone none of that shit. Like, I don't condone anything. No means no, period.
Yes.
And if you don't, if you feel uncomfortable, if somebody's making you uncomfortable, you know what I mean? I hopefully they can leave it, but if they can't leave, then they should be able to share their story and feel comfortable sharing their story.
Yeah. Send their ass to jail, man.
But yeah, to me, if something happened to me, I probably would want to.
Wait, if something happened to you, like, somebody sexually harassed you?
Yeah, if something happened crazy to me like that, I would probably.
Would you tell? Would you tell?
Yeah,
if somebody sexually harassed you, would you tell?
No, what do you. Like, if, what do you mean? Like, yeah, I mean.
If
a woman sexually harassed me, I mean, I don't know if that's.
Are you gonna tell?
That's
answer the question. It ain't that hard. Answer the question.
No, listen.
What are you stuttering for?
Because I'm asking you. It depends on what this.
On what? What does it depend on?
I mean, because
you go and get a massage. So when you go get a massage,
yeah,
they always ask, "What do you request? Do you want a man or a woman?"
Yeah.
What is your request?
I asked for a lady most
okay,
of the time.
Okay, so if you go in there with a lady and she sexually harassed you, well, are you telling?
No, it's not.
It's yes or no question.
It's interesting.
Are you telling, yes or no?
Myself? I don't think I'm going to tell because I'm probably going to try some shit at that point.
Oh, okay, okay. Now
that's what I'm saying. No, I'm being honest. But that's what I'm saying. Guys, I feel like, are a bit different. I'm a big ass 6'1", 230 pounds. So if I'm on a table and a woman makes a sexual advance towards me, I'm like, shit, okay, it must mean something. But if I get up and I make the sexual advance towards her, she's probably going to be scared and nervous.
Yes.
She'll be looking like, you know, I don't know, she might need help. She may not say nothing. She might, you know, go along with whatever we're doing at that moment, but she probably don't want to. What I'm saying is if I'm getting a massage and somebody tries to do something with me, I'm probably gonna go with it. Yes.
Okay.
But I'm a man.
You answered my question.
I didn't ask you to explain.
I asked a yes or no question.
You're a piece of shit. No, truly, you're a piece of shit. I'm not laughing right now.
Yeah, I'm just saying, bro.
Who are you? Okay, but look, we got to get serious, though.
Yes, we're going to get
because I don't want these, like, because people might, I don't want, like, because these allegations are, you know, they're taken seriously. They ain't lighthearted. Again, if that was me in that situation, yes, I probably would try to see what the game plan was about, coach. Put me in. I'm trying to get put in the game at that moment. But with these ladies, what bothers me about it is that there's only, I don't know how many women that try to file criminally, but I know it was less than the amount that's going with civil cases, right?
Right, right, right.
And to me, I know that if somebody made me feel a certain way and that I wanted to ruin them, I wouldn't want to just get in their pockets.
Yeah.
I would try to do something criminally because I would know that that would affect them on the football field, like, legitimately.
Yeah, yeah, and I feel that way. So do you feel like a lot of these women, like, not a lot of them, but do you feel like it's some of the women, like,
reaching?
Like, as far as, like, okay, I know I massaged him before, right?
Yeah.
And I see all these allegations coming out, and he didn't do anything to me. But I want to get me a couple dollars.
Yeah.
So I'm finna jump in on the case. Do you think that's happening as well?
I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, you know.
Do you think he sexually harassed 26 women
and all of
them,
and there was not enough evidence to indict him on anything?
No. Do you think he sexually harassed 26 women?
Right.
And it was only two women to six.
Anywhere between two to six
women that came forward to the police for criminal charges.
Right. And now there's 26 on the civil.
Just civil, exactly.
I mean, those things that make you go, it definitely does. Because, we played football before. I've been in situations where women have said some things that never took place.
Right,
but
right
at that moment, it was believed to be true, and the other player was, you know, had got messed around, and you know, basically messed his football career up, just because she said. And then years later, she came out and said it was absolutely false, that, you know, she was pressured into making these statements. So is that a possibility? Of course it can be a possibility. Unfortunately, I wouldn't want it to. It sucks because that's a possibility in the world we live in.
Right.
It sucks that, like, even if it, like, so it happened to six, right? In those six, they probably tried to, you know, pursue some criminal charges, but then it wasn't enough to get indicted. So, like, are they still saying that those six are lying because they're not getting indicted on those charges? Or did it still happen? And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's a messed up situation because.
Yeah. And this is my thing. And I want the whole world to understand where I'm coming from with it and what I want to say. My whole thing is like, listen, if someone sexually harass you, rape you, or anything, let's just put it in that situation. You have 26 civil cases. So imagine if all 26 women go down to the police station and file criminal charges. And after you file your criminal charges, you file your civil charges.
Yes.
Right? So if it comes to a point when you only filing civil charges, and at the end of the day, y'all settle out of court, he pays off all y'all. He's still going to be playing football on Sunday. If you go down to the police station and you have 26 charges, there's no way he'll never see the field again. That's all I'm saying.
I understand.
If you have 2 to 6 criminal charges and 26 civil charges, it's going to make it look like, okay, most of y'all is on the money grab. The ones that went down there and filed the suit,
it looks like they have,
know what I'm saying?
It's like they have a legit claim to what's going on.
Claim.
I hear what you're saying.
But I guarantee you, if there was 26 criminal charges, if it was 26 criminal charges and 26 civil charges, he's going to jail and he still have to pay y'all money. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
End of the day,
I'm with you when you're right, bro. Like, I don't know. It's just.
And I have a daughter. So I teach my daughter, no, you go and file them criminal charges first and then see about the civil later.
Yeah.
Like, man, my whole thing, like.
It makes you wonder when you look.
Like, why is civil the only thing that matters?
Yeah, why is that all we're going after?
Because civil, yes, it affect him. But because he got to give you money, but he just signed a $230 million.
Yeah.
So even if, just say, okay, I'm not sure what he had to pay.
Yeah.
But if he got 26 civil cases, right? And he had, just say he had to pay him $1 million a piece.
Right.
He paid him $26 million. He still got what?
$204
million.
Right.
Left.
It didn't do nothing to him.
It ain't affecting him.
And he still gets to play football.
And not saying that he did it because I don't know either side.
Yeah.
But if he is this monster out here doing this and he pays out $26 million and he got $204 million left, do you think he's not going to continue doing it?
Yeah. Man, yeah. Because they say it's behavior. Once it's in you, it's going to always be, you know, that's a pattern.
Right.
But again, dog, like that's what's fucked up about this situation, because, you know, you never want to discredit the ones that it's really happened to. But then when you look at it, it's like, again, if I want to make sure that this never happens to somebody again, or that I know for a fact that I don't want this to happen to somebody again, because, you know, this is a horrific situation, I'm going to go talk to the police about it. Especially once I know that it's out there. There's nothing else to be scared about. I mean, but that's another thing, bro. Sometimes that you got to take in. It sucks, man.
I know you're going. You sometimes you got to take into account.
Sometimes, yeah,
sometimes women
scared,
don't be one. They're scared. They don't want to come forth and this and that. And that could be the issue.
Right.
I'm not saying it's not. But I'm just saying, in the perfect world.
Yeah, in the perfect world. But if you really wanted to hit him where it hurts.
Yes, if that's what I'm coming
you
at.
You would get his ass off the football field.
Yeah, that's what
field.
I'm telling the women.
I wouldn't go for the money. Yes. Forget what the
what I'm saying is what I'm telling the women is if you go for the criminal charges first, you can always still go for the civil charge next.
That's there.
Know what I'm saying? A lot of times when you go straight for the civil charge, it's never going back to the criminal charge. You get your money, and then I'm pretty sure it's worked out when you give them the money. It's all worked out in the contract or whatever it is. I won't talk about this no more. I'm not going to file a criminal charge. I'm not going to do this. So basically, like, once they get that money, it's over with. You can't go back and file criminal charges after you done filed your civil charge and y'all done settled out of court for $1 million.
Because now,
if that's what he paid.
Yeah. But if I go back, to me, I remember something about a trade. Like, I think Deshaun Watson wanted out of Houston, man.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, like, it went from him wanting to trade out of Houston to randomly it was like all this.
Yeah, because they traded D-Hop first.
Yes.
And he was mad about that. Then he was like, forget that. I want out.
And then randomly it's like we look up one day and it's like, oh, 1, 2. And then it's like 20. I don't.
And I heard the prosecutor was like best friends with the Texans owner. Oh. Don't mark my word. That's what I heard. It could be rumors.
You saying the prosecutor of some county in Texas, Houston.
Yes, that brung up the charges.
Oh, man.
That brung all these charges forward on him when it came out.
Yeah.
He's best friends with the owner. You want out of Houston.
See,
now all this shit come up out of nowhere. If he never went out of Houston, who do you think gonna protect him? The owner, especially if, come on now.
Right, but now he went out. It's like, we can feed him to the wolves. That's interesting, man.
Do you think this was going on before he wanted out? And finally, when he wanted out, then they like, just let it. All right, yeah, go ahead then.
2K.
They covering it up in Houston before
wanted out? We do know Houston just settled out of court too, right? Then they settled with the other. Yeah, so, that's a very interesting question. So maybe we shouldn't just be looking at Deshaun Watson. Maybe the NFL should be investigating the Houston Texans atmosphere. Because how do you
know the owner?
What I'm saying is just Houston, Texas in general. Because if it's 1 or 2, that's fine. How do y'all let this happen with 28 under y'all's nose as an organization? I don't know.
And then the Texans is being brought in on it because I guess they was getting the rooms or
my point.
Or they was providing some of the masseuse. So you mean to tell me all these women and not one time did they come back to the Texans and tell them, this man in here wilding.
That's why when you look at it, bro, sometimes you got to just question shit. I mean, you'd be a fool not to question shit in life. You know, you could believe what we want. Like, you could believe us sometimes, but it's okay to get online and get to Googling and check sources. Not just 1 or 2, like, cross-reference, just so you know what's going on. You know what I mean? Hey, Twin. We've been going a little hard, man. It's been a little deep on this episode, man. So let's lighten this shit on up a little bit. I need to know some fantasy football. I know you the king of fantasy football, especially out of me and you. You be trying to cheat me every year, trying to make me sign up to your little league so you can pay me, but I ain't going to allow that, man. But fantasy football is upon us. The season is here now, man. I need to know who you riding with. I got to know. First of all, what you want to do? Like, you going to give me a set of certain people, or you got some people that you just want to get the crowd just in case they need to, you know, get some draft picks out there?
Nah, what I kind of want to do is I'm going to give some sleepers.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give some guys to absolutely stay away from.
But you said, stay away from. Okay, I thought you was going to say pick up.
You want the sleepers first?
Now, I want sleepers first for sure. I want controversy last.
Okay.
So who's a sleeper? Who's your number one sleeper at running back?
Number one sleeper? I would say James Cook.
That's Dalvin's little brother.
He just went to Buffalo. And you know they throw the ball a lot. But especially to the running backs.
I give you sleeper, but bro, my little brother Zach Moss from Utah up there in Buffalo too right now.
Yeah, but they got different styles. Like I feel like they brought him in, like I feel like they brought James Cook in, like for, you know, to throw the ball out of the backfield.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
And you know in the PPR league, you get points. Each catch you get a point.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? You get a catch, a point for each catch.
Okay.
Know what I'm saying? So Zach Moss probably gonna be the main guy.
Yeah, but you
and then they'll bring him in for, you know, he gonna get his receiving yards.
Yeah.
He gonna run his screens. He gonna get his catches and stuff like that. So that's where I say he's a sleeper. Okay. When I say he's a sleeper, that don't mean draft him first round, second round.
Okay, I was just making
that's
sure.
That's a guy that's still gonna be around like
4th, 5th round.
No, not even 4th, 5th round. That guy still might be around 6th, 7th round.
Oh, so yeah, you saying yeah? Okay, I get why you saying
6th, 7th round.
Clearly,
but
I don't play
a guy
this
that
shit.
I feel like that you can get in the 3rd to 4th round, Tony Pollard, behind Zeke, Cowboys.
I like Zeke this year to take all the carries. Hey Zeke, if
he's
listening,
not gonna
don't
take
share
all the
shit,
carries.
Man. Take all the carries from that man. I ain't.
He's not going to take all the carries.
Why, you think TP, like, he's – what does he do differently than the Zeke that was he can't?
In the passing game. You got to think about
if you give Zeke the ball in the open field, he can do anything anybody can do.
Man, Zeke is not splitting out or going one-on-one running option routes with the linebackers.
Because they're not doing
not
that
Zeke,
for him. But
that's
if he
not
could,
Zeke game. That's
but
not
he could.
His game. But they're not doing that.
That's what
they're
going to
give
y'all.
All those plays to Tony Pollard. See – what people fail to realize in this.
Learn me something then.
What people fail to realize in a lot, and I used to be like this too before I got into fantasy football, and I'm deep into it now. Like, they might look at it like, okay, Zeke, I love Zeke. I'm a fan of Zeke.
Yeah.
I'm really a fan of Zeke.
For sure.
But
it ain't just about being a fan.
Yes, when you talk about fantasy football as strategy,
yeah,
it's not about like Zeke can go out there and give you. Just say Zeke go out there and give you 120 yards.
Yeah.
One touchdown. Right?
Yeah.
But Pollard go out there and give you 8 catches, may give you 50 rushing yards.
Okay.
Say he give you 50 receiving yards. He's going to score more fantasy points than Zeke scored.
Yeah.
So it's not about that. It's about strategizing. So when you say sleeper in this, so it's like, damn, I can pass on Zeke in the first round.
And still make
and
up
come
for
back
it.
And get him in the 3rd or 4th round and still make up for those and still make more points than I would have got getting Zeke in the 1st round.
Yeah.
Then, you know what I'm saying? Then I go get him in the 3rd or 4th round. So I'm going to make up for it.
Okay, then. So I feel where you're going. So who, with that being said, if TP is a 3rd or 4th, who is the I got to have 1st round, 1st pick? If you was the number, like – obviously, if you get the first round pick of your fantasy football draft, who are you going to take first, number one overall?
Derrick King Henry. Simple.
Derek
how can
the
you
King.
Even ask that?
Derrick the King.
How can you even ask that?
Well, I had to ask because the people wanted to know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So
you
listen,
know that, but
what about these people that say Christian McCaffrey? Or Saquon Barkley.
Yes, I understand that. Before I get to them, I got one of the biggest sleepers.
Right now. So you, hold on.
Right now.
Let me guess who the sleeper is. Let me guess. Hold on. Before you say, give me a position he plays.
I can't do that.
If you give me a position, bro, there's so many people. Is it a tight end? I say Pitts from Atlanta. He's going to go crazy this year. Drake London, USC kid, Atlanta.
No, my biggest sleeper, my biggest sleeper.
Spoke to me clearly earlier.
Baker Mayfield.
Oh shit!
My biggest sleeper.
Hey, this man had this. You smoke with me earlier, boy. You got to be high. You talking about Baker? Who? Baker from the Browns? Mayfield?
Yes, Mayfield.
Baker, you not a Eugene?
Yes.
I'm disappointing you. He ain't even going to start over Sam Darnold, USC, fight on.
What you got to understand about Baker is he's shown flashes.
That's all he's shown.
He's shown flashes. And when Baker is not hurt, when Baker is not hurt, Baker have put some games together. This what you have to look at. Name me one quarterback.
I can't believe.
No, how?
Name 2K, me. Man, I can't. Listen, brother.
I twin, feel like it's the organization.
Twin, out of all the shit I ever agree with you and not agree. This has to be the most absurd.
The organization.
Do you think Baker yes. Mayfield, out of every player in the NFL, he thinks Baker fucking
bro. Listen, Baker Mayfield.
Oh, no, I'm back. Baker fucking Mayfield, John. You're out of control today. I'm not – he needs to be stopped right now. He needs to be stopped, y'all. Fuck that.
The best thing that could have happened to Baker Mayfield is for him to get out of Cleveland.
Well, yes.
Cleveland ruined Baker, but he's not all the way. He's coming back. This year, he's coming back for a vengeance. I'm saying this right now, mark my word. Baker Mayfield is coming back for a vision. I'm not sure if, like, yeah, he was hurt. Come back, player of the year.
Man, hey.
Come back, player of the year.
He's trying to go
Baker
viral.
Baker Mayfield.
He's going viral for this.
Come back, player of the year.
Make sure y'all get, if this man tells me that Cleveland, I get it, right? Because we both played. He knows that Cleveland stinks.
Everybody
I give you
knows that.
But there's no way.
Name me the last
you have
Pro Bowl.
Jarvis, Odell. Nick Chubb. What's the other running back from Kansas
doesn't
City?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Name me, hey.
You got all these weapons, and you don't do shit? Baker, sometimes, like Odell Daddy, when he did the how many times you miss Odell in the – sometimes you got to look at your damn self, man.
It's the
man.
System, though.
No, it's him.
It's the
because
system.
Because he's the quarterback in the system.
No,
hey,
it's
2K,
the system.
You're back doing this shit again.
Listen.
So you. Hey, you're back doing this shit, 2K. Stop that. Brother, no.
So name me the last Brown quarterback to go to the Pro Bowl.
Baker Mayfield probably was the only one. I don't know. But before then.
Name me the last before Baker.
How many quarterbacks?
Did Baker make the Pro Bowl?
No, there was one that made.
Name me the last one that made the Pro Bowl.
I don't remember. It was years ago.
My point.
But what I'm trying to tell you is how many quarterbacks, i.e. Johnny Manziel, Cody Kessler.
That shows you.
How many quarterbacks had Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry? How many? Can we do that? Hey, producer sirs, when y'all pull up this and we do our rewind back, put up the dynamic and show the quarterbacks and then show who they had to throw it to. This man had probably Hall of Famers if they stay healthy. We talking about receivers that had
who's Hall of Famer?
I mean Odell, if he could stay healthy. Jarvis Landry has had a silent but a deadly career because he played with Baker Mayfield. When he was down there playing in Miami, he was leading everybody in receptions. Randomly, he goes up there, Baker Mayfield, and he stinks it up. What the hell is going on? Hey, Baker.
It's one kind of
I know he believes in you, but I believe in Sam Darnold. And both of y'all probably, I ain't going to say what I, but listen, y'all going to have a long year down there in Charlotte.
Hey, listen, it's one common denominator.
Who?
Cleveland Browns.
Nah.
Yes.
How come so young? They just went to the playoffs.
There, I'm going
to
get off
the
that.
The same quarterback took them to the playoffs.
I already said it.
All right,
Baker
so
Mayfield comeback
right, so
player
look,
of the
so
year.
Look, so who are your biggest stay away froms this year? Who shall we not draft? And you better tell me why. Yeah, all that here he about some bullshit.
I have two stay aways.
Who's your main? Okay. We want the
one
last.
At a time,
no, want we want the last. Do we want the last or the one that probably you should stay away the most last? Who's second to last right now? Who would you stay away from second?
Second to last?
Yeah.
I would say Saquon Barkley.
Saquon?
Yeah.
Saquon healthy, though.
Right, yeah. Huh?
Saquon healthy right now.
Since when?
Well,
he was healthy at the beginning of last year, too.
Yeah, he hasn't.
Yeah.
See, the NFL is a very
shaky. I'm just saying.
The NFL is a very shaky
situation. When was the last time?
Because they said that the guy was going to come in and probably break all your records. Matter of fact, there was another guy that they say was going to break all your records, too.
But we's on Saquon. I'm telling my reason. My reason for stay away is I will not waste a first-round pick on Saquon because he haven't been.
Oh, Saquon.
Saquon. Okay.
Damn, dog don't even know your name because you ain't
Saquon
did nothing.
Saquon, something like that.
No, I ain't
but
did
no,
nothing.
Saquon.
He never went for 2K.
So,
you know,
I
Adrian
say,
Peterson name.
I would say go away from Saquon in the first round because – he haven't been healthy since his rookie year. It's proven.
You're right.
What is going on year four?
No, in fantasy football, no, he's 100% correct, y'all.
No, I'm talking about in general. We're not talking about.
No. See, yeah. No, he's saying, oh, my. Hold on now.
In general.
Shots fired.
So you mean to tell me this is fantasy football. Yes, but you mean to tell me if Saquon was a fourth-round draft pick, would he still be a star running back? After being hurt for the last two seasons, stop playing, man.
If Saquon was drafted in the fourth round, he would be backing up probably.
He would be cut right now.
No, he wouldn't be cut.
Yes, he would.
Well, yes, he would. As a fourth
round. He's played 1 year and been hurt the last 2 years. He'll be cut right now. We're going to year four.
Yeah, based on the
NFL I played in,
he wouldn't be able to play.
Exactly. He'll be cut and somebody will pick up.
All right, well,
so, but I would not waste the first round on Saquon because he haven't proven
that he can stay healthy.
Okay, stay healthy.
Then there's another running back that got to be on this next list. I know there got to be another. I guarantee y'all, I can tell y'all who the first one is. Then if Saquon is two, I know who number one. I'm gonna let you say it.
My number one stay away from is Christian McCaffrey.
I knew it.
Number one,
bro. Hey, oh my God, I knew it, bro. Why?
But do you agree?
Well, based on what you were just telling me, 2K, and the fact that fantasy football is based on certain stuff.
I remember in 2019, fantasy and real deal, man.
But 2019, with that being said, 2019, Christian McCaffrey was going to break ED's record, everybody's record. He was on his way. I remember it. And I remember me and you sitting there saying, bro, they're using up a lot of his carries for no reason because they weren't making the playoffs. They weren't going to do nothing that year. And he had a phenomenal fantasy football year. But I remember me and you.
He had a phenomenal year, too.
But, yeah, that's a, to me, it's a.
Yeah, the same.
Bro, if you have
but
a. Yeah.
Is he the blame? And the, I say stay away from him. And that don't mean he's the blame. You can blame the organization. You can blame the team.
How? 2019, he had a tremendous year. Then the next year, he comes back, he's not healthy. Then the next year, he comes back, he's not healthy. That's not the team making you not healthy.
Yes, it's the team giving you 403 touches.
Yeah, but you wanted it.
400.
This man said
you, but what I'm saying is, does it come back to be like, okay, we need him for the long haul. We don't need him for just this year. So we sat there and watched the game, both of us together, and we like, man, this is amazing. It's McCaffrey left, McCaffrey right, yeah. McCaffrey out the middle, McCaffrey punting, McCaffrey kicking the field goal.
Yeah,
McCaffrey goddamn water boy, McCaffrey head coach, McCaffrey GM, McCaffrey everything, special team coach, everything.
So then
you do all that. Like, it's only one guy. It's McCaffrey, 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 McCaffrey. 403 touches. 2,392 yards, 19 scrimmage yards in 19 scrimmage touchdowns in 2019.
What do you have in 2020?
In the last two years after that.
Oh, so you're saying 2021 and 2022.
No, yes.
Those two years
combined.
Football seasons
combined. So in 2019, he played 16 games.
Right.
In 2020 and 2021, two seasons, he only played in 10 games. 2 years. That's average 5 games a year.
Out of the 17-game schedule?
He had 403 touches in 1 year. He come back in the next 2 years, only 212 touches. So he averaged 100 touches a year after that.
With
1,100
five
within, yeah, 5 games a year. 10
and
games,
1,100
yards, and 8 touchdowns. In 2 years.
Wait, 200 total touches, 1,100 yards, and 5 or 8 touchdowns, you said?
Eight touchdowns.
In two years. Damn. McCaffrey, a hometown boy. He's from my city, too.
So. I understand that. But it's just like, okay, no, so do you draft that?
No, so you can't.
So do you draft that in the first round?
No, but there's some.
But they still is going to draft him in the first round. But I'm telling them right now.
Oh, okay. He said. I'm saying McCaffrey's healthy. I'm saying Saquon's healthy. They're back. Saquon.
So, do you draft him? So, okay. So, do you draft Saquon? My bad. Saquon. Do you draft Saquon McCaffrey over Derrick Henry, Dalvin Cook, Nick Chubb.
You said some names there. Even playoff Lenny. I'd rather get the 260 playoff Lenny Fournette they talking about down there in Tampa.
But I'm saying, do you draft them?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Do you draft them guys over them?
No,
because, man, I done seen some polls, and McCaffrey is one or two.
Yeah, nah.
In preseason fantasy drafts.
So answer me this, because I'm not all the way – I'm not familiar. Is it a receiver or a running back that normally gets drafted first?
Running back. If you know fantasy, you got to go running back first.
Okay. So you're going to draft
King Because you know the first. Running back is going to touch the ball at least 20 times a game.
I like Nick.
Your receiver might get 5, 6, 7 catches.
With Davis, I mean, if Deshaun Watson was down there in Cleveland starting off the season, I would love Nick Chubb then. I would love that. I hear what you say. I would love Nick Chubb.
Nick Chubb going to be Nick Chubb.
Because they also got Amari Cooper out there now. Boy, they got some weapons. I know what you're saying, but Nick Chubb in the fourth quarter is probably the hardest running back in the league.
I
hear what you're saying. So stay away from McCaffrey. Stay away from Saquon. Draft King Henry. Okay, so draft. You got to give me one more then. You say two stay away from. Who's another?
If I
can't get King Henry first, who else do I need to draft in the second?
Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin over Nick Chubb? Okay.
I like Dalvin. I go Dalvin.
Because Dalvin does catch the ball a lot more. Okay.
Man, Dalvin a dog, man.
All right, man. That's interesting. All right, so man, fuck all that.
You saying all them names and you asking that? Where does
Devontae Sane?
No.
Oh, okay.
Where does Zeke rank?
Zeke's healthy, and he got Prescott.
Where does he? I didn't ask all that. Where do he rank?
Three behind Chubb. It'll go King Henry.
Hold on. Wait. Give me your top five backs right now. What you mean?
Me, number one.
Active.
Oh, okay. I'm still retired. I never signed papers. I'm out here. Hey. And I run a 4-4. I ain't never had a combine, so you don't know the truth. But look, this man's a hater still. My top five running backs right now. I'm going to go King Henry for sure because, man, and what he did in nine games, I think it was nine games, he destroyed last year. I'm going to go Nick Chubb because I've never seen somebody run so violent in the fourth quarter. See, that's when it starts getting weird. I like Zeke for sure.
Like Zeke, number three?
Love Zeke. I love Zeke. I like Dalvin Cook for sure.
Dalvin is four?
Yeah, I put Dalvin fourth. And then I'm going to shake it up a little bit. I'm probably going to say somebody like Austin Eckler. He makes plays. That man led the league in touchdowns last year as a running back, bro. What you want me to do?
Yes.
Jonathan Taylor? I mean, he had a good
–
but see, listen.
No.
All right, this is how we're going to end this. Was that Jonathan Taylor's rookie season last year?
No, that was his second year.
But that was his first season starting, right? Okay.
Who started the year before?
I don't know, but
– Who?
Help us out.
Nah, they were back and forth. Yeah.
But when he got his first full season as a starter, that's what he did, right? Cool. I'm going to play devil's advocate or less 220. I got to see what he does this year before I put him up there with these guys.
Right.
1 year is amazing. Saquon had a great 1 year. You just said even McCaffrey had a great 1 year, but how are you going to, bro? I played in a league where I played against like Adrian Peterson, Marshawn Lynch, yourself, bro, where it was, when you looked across from you, these motherfuckers had 6-7 straight yard, 1,000-yard seasons. So like, you telling me somebody had 1,000 yards?
Out of them names, probably only me.
Well, you definitely had six straight thousands with a 2K in there. But what I'm saying is,
man,
I'm going to try to drop
that
a bar real
crazy,
quick.
Man. Crazy, man.
Looney Tunes. Hey, but what I'm saying is, them was the running backs I was used to seeing. But see, I think what happened was we got so used to seeing, I guess, in y'all's era of 2000 or 2Ks that they thought that shit was normal. people forget that 1,300, 1,200 yards in a season is a really good season, man.
Great season.
I think that, you know, that we've got a little abnormal to what we think in a great season is, man. It used to be 66 yards a game is what they wanted, because if you got 66 yards a game, you always a 1,000-yard season. You and AP came out there and started going 2K, and I guess motherfuckers thought that that was just a normal thing. But that's good, because Dash. No, I am Dash. I was the faster one. So look. I got some questions I want to ask you, bro. You know, what the hell, bro? What's so damn funny, bro? This is some smash or dash.
Smash. All right.
So listen. So what you want to do? If you smashing, you gonna take a shot, or if you dash, you take a shot. What you want to do?
If I dash.
If you dash. All right. Strippers with missing teeth, what would you do? All right, now she look like Bernice.
She look like Bernice.
She look like Bernice. She look like Cardi B. Got a missing tooth, front one though. She front. Like Blueface girlfriend.
Oh, man.
You smashing or you dashing? I'm smashing. All right, I'll call that. I smashed.
It's just a smash though. That's
it, you ain't got to do nothing else. I'm just smashing.
I smash.
Good shit. All right. Best friend, sister. Good.
I'm a smash.
Hey, don't act. Oh. The man got all the sense in the world, y'all. Now, when it's time to answer a smash or dash, the man act like he don't understand
read
English.
Read it again.
All right, cool, because it's hard to understand, y'all. Best friend, sister. Your best friend's sister, are you smashing her or are you going to dash on her?
I'm dashing. That's us. I'm dashing. So I got to take a shot on Dash?
Yeah, you got to take a shot.
Yeah, pull me up.
I'm going to pull you up. Hold on. Do you want it all the way to the... Nah, I ain't going to kill you.
Nah, don't kill me.
I'm going to kill you. Hey, he can't buck either. There's a juice rule. There's a rule of juice. That shit got corn, you better drink it. Look, make that face. Yeah, tighten up. Now back to Deli. Best friend, sister, I'm smashing it. I ain't gonna lie, man. You should have kept her away from me. Bro, listen, you gotta be, if your best friend, sister wanna hit me, clearly I've been around for a long time, so she probably know what's going on. Like, what you want me to do? Like, not give her the best time of her life? I probably could make, you know what I mean?
You
my best friend, but I got other best friends.
Ain't now, got no sisters.
Now, that's what I'm saying. I can't hit your best friend, your sister. But
so you
like,
will?
If you had a sister?
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll probably get smashed, huh? All right, bro, enough of that. You're going to get a nigga in trouble with this shit, man. Hey. All right. One last time. Oh, this is a good one. The 5-second rule when eating butt. No, I'm just playing with it. Oh, no, that's a good one. Hey, you ever ate butt? See
that's
what I'm saying? That, I'm asking that now. What
that's
you mean?
Not a question,
you smash
man.
A dash, huh?
That ain't the question.
Hey, have you ever ate butt? It's right here. That's the question.
Let me see.
I'm doing the questions.
Let me see.
Man, oh my God. Bro,
but I answer your question if you want to answer a question, but let me,
all
if
right,
it's not
right,
on
the
card.
5-second rule. That's what they say. That's like something drop. You know, if something drop on the floor, I'm smashing some shit at the. Also, is that after 5 seconds or before? Before 5 seconds, I'm smashing it. After 5 seconds, depending on who's seen that shit fail, I'm still smashing it. I ain't gonna lie to you. Boy, I ain't got time to be playing goddamn
I'm
who.
I'm smashing.
Okay. Now, back to the original first question, because that was on the right here on the bottom left-hand corner. It says, have you ever ate butt? You smashing or you dashing?
I'm smashing.
I'm dashing. Give him a shot, bro. Pull up.
Boy, cow,
pull me
cow.
Up, bro.
He cow. I'm gonna pull you out though.
I'm dashing. I ain't. Oh my God, bro. It's been real knowing you, boy. I ain't got time. Hey, my man. I gotta keep it real, bro. This is some of the funniest shit I've ever done.
Yeah, man.
This is a great time with you, bro.
It was real, man.
I'm definitely gonna be seeing you here shortly, man. We gotta run this shit back again.
Yeah, man, we're gonna get it in, man. It was good show. Nice seeing you, man. Nice always talking to you, Dash, Smash, whatever you wanna call yourself.
I just know I can't drink after you now, man. This shit litty, baby. We live.